wait till I get my money right.
Attention. InvestFest 2024 is coming back to Atlanta, and we at Earn Your Leisure are doing a crazy promotion. For every item you purchase on InvestFestEYL.com, we'll submit your name in a raffle to win an all-inclusive experience to InvestFest 2024. You're automatically entered into the raffle to win this all-inclusive experience. Here's what you'll win. Round-trip airfare to Atlanta for two from Friday to Monday, or a $1,000 transportation and food stipend. One hotel room for three nights from Friday to Monday. Two VIP tickets to InvestFest. Two nightlife wristbands to all InvestFest Entertainment Network events. And black car service to and from Atlanta Airport. This offer runs until the end of June. Get your merch at InvestFestEYL.com and have a chance to win the grand prize. See you at InvestFest 2024.
Quick question for you. How long do you think this coup or like civil war lasts? And who do you think is truly behind this? Because I don't believe in coincidences. Haiti's been under attack for a couple centuries. You don't have to go down the conspiracy theory aisle, but who do you think is behind this coordinated attack?
I definitely won't go down conspiracy theory. I'll just bring just pure facts, right? So if you've seen the Marines have occupied Haiti, I think it was 1914. You know, we could keep going with the history. Then we had the dictator, right? We had Papa Doc, right? And we could see that this pattern of Haiti all the way to today is Haiti has been failed in policy making through corruption of the politicians that's constantly influenced, right, by outside forces. And what that means is they're not in the level of negotiating. They're always on the level of greed. So they think of greed before the actual people, right? So again, I always say this, and I say this strongly, right? If I need help in my house, I have to be able to fix my house, and I have to weave out certain players. And the thing is, I feel that the people of Haiti, through the diaspora, through us, have to get stronger in making certain decisions on who the actors are going to be moving forward. Sort of like the Twilight Zone. It's a constant episode where, you know, we know something weird's going to happen at the very end. And this has been the pattern of Haiti. And understand this, the legislation piece is the most important. I think that as we move towards Haiti, we have to get to the center. And what I mean by that, everything for Haiti thus far have been a left movement, like a super left movement. Like in the House of Representatives, I don't know too many Republicans that ever talk about Haiti. So I think that we have to get in the center, because the policies are still being shaped, in parts of it, out of Washington, D.C., right? So I look at us within the United States, and I say that within North America, I feel that we can do much more by looking at Congress and looking at who's the ambassadors of Haiti. What are these laws, right? So you have like oligarch families that leave Haiti and go to Washington, D.C., and they are the ones that help shape policies. So how do we start participating in that? So again, I think that it's a contribution of us here in the States. I think it's a contribution of, you know, powers that have a lot of money want to see Haiti in this position. Why? A few things. I think that if we get our act together, one of the things that we can focus on is our natural resources, right? So despite what they told you about Haiti, I sent y'all two articles. I think one is the New York Times. They'll give you a perspective of where we at. Not that I always believe what's in the New York Times, but this one is actually accurate. And then the second one was a Forbes article, which is interesting to show you amongst all of this disaster, how much natural resources that we have. So these are some of the things that we do have. And again, Haiti, high elevated land, we do have a constant you know, traffic of constant drugs moving around. It's like the babysitting capital of cocaine right now in the Caribbean. So these are some of the things that we have to fight.
So, yes, you mentioned the New York Times article. So I want to reference it because obviously anybody knows that Earn Your Leisure is a financial platform, right? So the history of Haiti is extremely interesting when it comes to finances, right? So I want to just kind of go down a timeline. So 1791, Haiti becomes the first country and only country actually in world history to ever successfully be formed from a slave revolt, right? They beat the French, overthrew the French slave revolt, and became an independent nation. Now, a lot of people were not aware that as a result of them gaining independence, they were forced to pay France reparations. From my understanding, Napoleon, they put the ships at the shore and they was really kind of at, you know, is one of these situations where they couldn't really go about not having to strike that deal. So for their independence, they struck that deal as far as the reparations. So the reparations lasted for generations. And they said billions of dollars were actually drained out of the Haitian economy and pumped into France, which actually helped build the Eiffel Tower. This is part of the New York Times article. And then they actually talk about Wall Street benefiting from Haiti as well. As far as you had mentioned that the occupation, one of the companies that they said is actually, you know, one of the drum beats and started as a result of that became Citigroup. Obviously, Fortune 500 company, one of the biggest companies in the world, right? And then years later, president actually had started a call for reparations from France, and he was ousted as a result. And then you talk about, like you said, you know, politicians being murdered and unstable government. So when you see statistics of like, you know, it's similar as far as, okay, we talk about the wealth gap in America, right? And we say, okay, well, black people only own 1% of the wealth. Well, there's a historical reason why that's happening. It's not just that people are lazy and that they're just incompetent. You had the Freeman Bank, you had redlining, you had Jim Crow. So there's hundreds of years that have got us to this point. The same with Haiti. You look at Haiti, you say, okay, well, Haiti's the poorest country in this hemisphere, and they're very low on the economic spectrum. Well, that's for a reason, right? You have to. When you had to pay reparations to one of the most powerful countries in the world for 150 years and your natural resources was taken from you and you was occupied. And well, now you can kind of see why there's such level of instability in the country. So I wanted to just kind of give that historical timeline, and I'll let you talk about it as well, Clef, because I think it's important for people to understand the history, because a lot of times, like I said, the media just portrays now, but they never talk about how and why we actually got to this point.
Well, yeah, and again, this is why I pointed towards the New York Times article. But let's break it down in a nutshell. This first Black Republic basically shut down Napoleon, which is the greatest army at the time of the world. Think of it like Napoleon was his own like Roman Empire, if that makes sense. And in this process, I call it the extortion fee, right? Because this guy's so powerful, like, yo, y'all don't want me to come back. We're going to keep these boats here. Y'all going to keep paying me. And something interesting happened, right? So a leader rose years later, right? A leader rises and he goes, okay, I want France to start to pay reparation. And in this process, the leader gets ousted. Like, no, that ain't gonna happen. But what I want us to do is we gotta look at how do we move forward, right? And a lot of people be like, yo, man, you're so optimistic, man. Like, how can you stay like that, right? So for me, I would say one of the things that keep me optimistic is having a chance to fly to South Africa and spending some time with the late, great Nelson Mandela. And having those one-on-ones with him and, you know, picking his brain. And then one of the things he said was like, you know, once we stop, the dream stop. And I feel that in the position that we're in today, this exchange of information that we're doing right now is part of where the future of Haiti is going to head into, right? Because to get Haiti out of what it's in right now, it's no different than when I was doing the TIAA thing, and we was talking about 54% of Black and Browns don't have a retirement plan, right? They don't know where they're going to land, right? So we find this these informations subject to what country you're in and different, but different actors, but stories are always similar, right? So as we move forward, the focus has to be, how do we get back to economical freedom? And what I've learned in with Nelson Mandela, as he's speaking, to get back to economical freedom has to be a unification. There can't be a unification with Black Americans and Haitians, which I don't even use the words, I just call all of us Africans, FYI. But I use these words to tell you there can't be a connection until there's a real connection with Africa. Right? Because Africa is us, and it's the next superpower where everything is going. So now you have these kids that are trading very fast. As y'all can see, Nigeria is just up in the stock market. If you follow different things that's going on, this, with my Marcus Garvey eyes, I've just been looking at it and been saying, okay, the way out of this is going to be, what is the trade for trade? What is going to make people feel that Haitians are valuable, like we valuable, like we bring something to the world stage, right? We Black Americans, we're valuable as a whole. We bring something to the world stage. And I think that that's going to take that unification of all of us. And in saying that, to get to economical freedom, we have to be in control of our natural resources. Again, this is where it lies. Our natural resources will allow us to be able to create trade for trade and focus on exporting and also growing in our own country so that we don't have to rely on rice, stock, and then different things, right? Focus with companies that are willing to bring machineries into these countries. Look at the banking structure, working on that, you know, revolutionizing that to how do we move into the digital world of the 21st century? So these are some of the things that that we're looking at as a small group, the New Diaspora, which is a small collective that I'm putting together.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.